Do you love the idea of personal growth but find the practice of it exhausting?
We get it.
We're Brandon and Megan Gigling, growth coaches with the mission to put the personal back in personal growth.
If you want a new way of growing into the next version of you without the frustration, guilt, and overwhelm, you're in the right place.
It's time to rethink your growth journey and make it into something that works for you.
You in?
Welcome to Growth Reframed.
What is up, my friends? Welcome back to another episode of Growth Reframed. We are so happy you're here. Megan, welcome to this podcast.
Welcome to you too.
What a great day, isn't it?
It is a great day.
It's a great day to be alive. Today we're going to be talking all about, well, the new year, new things, things happening. We're well beyond the new year at this point, but a lot of times we start out the year and we want really great things for our lives, but there's a lot of negativity. There's a lot of things pulling us away. There's a lot of reasons why people are telling us we can't do it or things aren't possible. With that in mind, today we're going to talk all about the power of positive energy and manifesting.
And before you think we're getting all woo-woo on you, woo-woo
on you. Yes, please don't go woo-woo.
Yeah, we're not getting woo-woo on you, don't
worry.
We're
not going woo-woo, boo-boo.
You're a mess.
Sorry, I had to.
All right.
But yeah, the power of positive energy. I mean, we've all been around people. There's like a light about them, right? They just like exude confidence. They just feel happy. They just feel light. They just feel joyful. We're naturally attracted to that. And so the idea of having that positive energy when you're going out into the world, it makes a difference. Case in point, outside today, it is so rainy and nasty. Okay, granted, it's January in North Carolina. It's 70 degrees, but it's raining. It's nasty. It's gross, right? I do not have the most positive energy coming into that. And so today, what are you looking at?
Nothing.
Sorry, Meg's staring at my hat. I'm trying to have positive energy.
You look great.
Anyway, so today, I really didn't feel that positive energy. But when I woke up first thing this morning, and I've been trying to have a practice where I've been doing this daily, because I was just in a negative cycle. Let's back up here. I was in a negative cycle where I wasn't really being positive. Like, you wake up on a day like today, or it was just went through a cold season. It was really cold. It's hard to get focused and energized. And so I'd wake up and I'd feel negative. And guess what? If you wake up feeling negative and say, this is going to be the worst day ever, it probably will be. So now every day when I wake up one, thanking God with gratitude, and two, saying this is going to be a great day. I don't know what it's going to throw at me, but it's going to be a great day. It's kind of like that old commercial where they're like running down, this is all the terrible things that are going to happen to you today, but here's your OJ. It's all going to be great, right?
I miss those commercials.
But there is a power and a magnetism, is that a word? Magnetism, yeah. To having that positive energy and bringing people in. And positivity attracts positivity. And just in the reverse, negativity attracts negativity. And so there is a lot of power in just showing up each day with that positive energy, and you'll probably be shocked at what you attract with that.
Yeah. I mean, I think that for me, I'm very susceptible of it. Maybe we all are, but I'm very susceptible to it. If somebody's like negative around me, then I'm just going to fall really quickly into that negative vibe with them. Like, I'm not going to be able to stay positive unless I'm really trying hard. So I'm excited for today's episode, because I think it is important to be able to kind of overcome that negativity and instead bring something to others that is positive, that is light. And I think that one of the most important things we can do is just to be very intentional, just to set our intentions, set our expectations, set our goals, and then be crystal clear about how we're going to do that, why we're going to do that, and just always revisit those intentions to make sure that we're staying on track. Because if we get off of that, we need to find a way back on so that we can stay positive, so that we can stay with the momentum, so that we can stay right in line with what we're actually trying to get done.
Yeah. And the reality is, when you are positive, when you start kind of challenging the negativity and challenging that belief, you'll see the ripple effect in your life. You'll see how it rubs off on other people. I was talking before about when you come across those people in the world, you just feel better for some reason once you're around them. You just feel better for just being a part of their day. Like, I always take notice of it, because I feel like so many times, especially in today's world, it's just so negative all the time. And it's just all want, negative energy. So when you see someone who's positive and has that light about them, it feels so much better. And then when you're in that frame of positive thinking, so now, okay, we've challenged you. You're going to work on getting out of that negative energy. You're going to get into the positive energy. Then you need to manifest, again, not going woo-woo, but you need to manifest positivity within your life. And Meg, maybe you can break that down, but you're really, the main point is thinking about things as if they've already happened, saying they're going to happen. Because when you're in that very negative space, you just are like thinking of all the reasons why it can't happen as soon as it comes into your mind, and you shut things down immediately. But if you can think about things as if they've already happened, as if they're going to happen, as if it's like predetermined that they're going to happen, you kind of carry yourself a different way.
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of power in being able to live out our lives in a way that shows that we're capable and that we're able to do it. And really just the confidence that we have that we are going to be able to do this task, to perform this thing. Because if you don't believe that, you're going to really struggle to get that done. So the more that we can just act as if it's happening and believe that it's possible, I think the better off we're going to be. Mm-hmm. And one of the greatest tools that I've found is really just practicing gratitude. And I know that like a lot of people are not really into that, but let me just tell you, even our 9-year-old daughter has been doing a gratitude journal, and it is making a difference for her, because every night she sits down to do that journal for, you know, 3-5 minutes, whatever. It doesn't take her very long, but she's forced to reflect on her day and think about all the many things that have happened to her throughout the day and to pick out the positive. And then she goes to bed, instead of thinking about all the negative, instead of focusing on the negative that could potentially come to her the next day and continue to harm her and continue to be something she focuses on, instead of all that, she's going to bed with a good outlook, with a focus on what did go well. And she's able to bring that to the next day a lot more easily than if she were to focus on the, you know, 2 bad parts of her day. And instead she gets to focus on the 5 reasons why today was great. Mm-hmm. And so we're just really happy that she's doing that. And it's something that we try to do too. I try to thank God every single morning for all the things that he's given to us and all the things that he's doing in our lives. Because if I don't start the day like that, it's very easy, like I said, for me to fall into the negativity.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the fact is you do not have to look very far to find the negative people, to find the negative energy, to find the negativity just surrounding us, the fear mongering, everything else. Just turn on the news, turn on the media, go interact with someone in the world. I mean, it's there. It's there. So you have to work hard. I'm not saying this is easy. You have to work hard to find the positivity mm-hmm. in the world. Believe it or not, y'all, it does exist. For a while, I kind of fell into a cycle where I'm like, it doesn't. It's just all fear mongering. It's just all negative. It's just all, oh, it's just all heavy, right? Heck, even all the shows on Netflix and Amazon Prime, all these like heavy, ridiculous shows. Like, where are the comedies? Like, I was just telling Meg recently, like, I just want a good comedy. And then we both laughed. Like, they don't make them anymore because people are just constantly surrounding themselves with heavy stuff. For me, I have heavy stuff all the time. So you can be really intentional, like you were saying, Meg, about finding positivity in your life and surrounding yourself with that. And at the same time, unplugging from the negative sources. Like, input positive sources, unplug negative sources.
And by the way, that's just not social media or news or anything. I think that's the people that we surround ourselves with, the things that we choose to interact with. I don't think that it's necessarily just because we turn on the TV and watch doomsday news. I think that it's way more than that. I think there are people that can lead us down a negative path. I think there are situations in our lives that can lead us down a negative path. We have to be very careful that we're balancing the things that may not be so good with a lot of positive things, because some things we can't ignore and can't get rid of fully, obviously. And they're just going to have to be a part of our lives. And that's okay, so long as we're not coupling that with all the other negative things that we are choosing to put in our, put in our vision, put in our souls, essentially. Mm-hmm. There's just so much of it there. But there are people, like you said, Bran, that are just very positive people. Seek those people out. Seek out the funny, the lighthearted, the little moments. Seek out intentional times with your family where it feels fun and light. seek out family date night, seek out all these little moments of your life in any area that you're talking about where it does feel positive and light, because it doesn't have to all be so serious and doomsday and dark all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, we're just watching this little show on Netflix right now, and it's this like independent country singer and his wife. And it's just
Country Ever After, right?
Yes. Thank you. Country Ever After.
Cafe
Anderson. And we were just so tickled by it because it's just one example of something where you don't like, you know, your Netflix, you've got all your heavy shows and, you know, we're into those too, but sometimes you just need a little break. And this show is just so happy and light. And, you know, even though that there are serious things about the show, like she's battling cancer, for instance, but their attitude, their way they approach life is just so uplifting in a world that feels so icky so much of the time. Just to see positive people that emit light into this world is just refreshing for us. And so we just think it's a cute little show, and not that you have to go watch this show, not sponsored, but just little moments of things where you can choose to step away from that and intentionally add positivity.
Right. And you, one of the things I wanted to really hammer home is that supportive environment and the supportive people that you can surround yourself with. Because if you're trying to manifest, if you're trying to say, this is what I'm going to do, like, hey, this is what I'm going to do in 2024. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do A, B, and C, all of these positive things. And then I bring it to you, Meg, and you're like, yeah, none of that's going to happen. You're lazy. You're pathetic. And this world is a mess. 2024 is going to crash and burn. What's the point? What do you think the likelihood is that I move on from the, with that, like in a positive light from that energy, and how I'm going to feel based on how you interact with that person? The people we interact with, like you said, affect us way more than we think. And we think just because those people are a part of our lives in the past, they have to continue to be forever. And the challenge is you don't have to just outright kick people out of your life, but you can distance yourself. And not many people have the courage to do that, but it does take a lot of courage. Next, I want to touch on something that is really easy to do, and I've been trying to work this back into my life a little bit more, is positive affirmations. Like, just not only watching and intaking positive things, but saying positive things, reading positive things. This could be like reading positive quotes on like a Pinterest board. It could be like just finding positive things. For me, I wake up every day and I say, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And do I always feel that? No. Plenty of days when my alarm goes off at 5 a.m., I don't necessarily feel that in my bones. But it's a positive affirmation knowing that that is there and I can go forward into the world with that energy.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorite positive affirmations is actually from Jill Stanton, who used to do Screw the 9 to 5, and she now does Millionaire Girls Club. But she's kind of a funny girl. I love her. She was on the podcast a long time ago. But anyway, she says, I'm the sort of chick that can get things done. And that's just always stuck with me since I heard her say it, because I'm the type of chick that can get things done. It's just like, it's a very cool vibe for me. I like it. I just feel like it's inspiring. It feels like I can do anything. It feels like I'm a capable woman. And, you know, it's just like a happy little upbeat little affirmation that I like to kind of recall sometimes in my own life.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you say it inspired you, because our last thing to touch on here was, not only is it important to be positive, not only is it important to manifest, it's also important with that to take inspired action. And I love that. Take inspired action. Not just action, not just going through the motions, not just doing the things. Take a real inspired action and approach to what you're trying to do.
Can you even really manifest something if you're not willing to take inspired action?
Well, I would argue you can manifest something. I don't think it's something you're going to want. But I mean, you can manifest. You can manifest positive and negative things. It's a lot of times talked about in a positive light. But much like I said earlier, if you wake up each day saying this is going to be the worst day ever, mm-hmm. you're going to manifest the worst day ever.
Right.
Every single thing is going to knock you off your game. But if you go out and say, this is going to be a great day, I am going to conquer this day, it is going to be great, then you go out and take inspired action. You take real action toward going after whatever it is you're going after that day, month, year. Because this stuff builds on itself. So we invite you, try some of these things to surround yourself with positivity. It's out there, y'all. We promise. We try to be a little light in this world most of the time, but it is out there. You can find it. look at who you're surrounding yourself with, look at what you're taking in every day, and start thinking and dreaming about the future, and maybe you can manifest some of those into existence. We love y'all. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Growth Reframed. If you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to subscribe and leave us a review. We would love to connect with you, so shoot us a DM on Instagram @GrowthReframed. We love y'all.